This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Starbucks may have to rehire a pro-union worker in Superior that it fired last year. A federal judge ruled this week that the company fired shift supervisor Len Harris over her support for unionization. Harris could also get back pay. The National Labor Relations Board still needs to sign off on the ruling. Starbucks says it disagrees with the decision and has vowed to repeal it. Legal and political experts are still trying to digest the implications of the Colorado Supreme Court ruling disqualifying former President Trump from the March primary ballot. Denver appellate lawyer Nelson Boyle was surprised by the decision.
It's a bold move for a court to apply the law in a way that a lot of people in society will be upset by, even though I think it's the right decision.
Both former President Trump and Colorado's Republican Party have vowed to appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. The wife of a former Lake County coroner and funeral home owner has been sentenced to 1 year of probation after she admitted mishandling the remains of an infant. The child's family believes she gave them ashes from multiple people. They became suspicious when they weren't given any documentation with the ashes, which arrived in much higher quantity than expected. Tests later showed the child's ashes also included the remains of older people and bits of jewelry. Kent's husband, Shannon, pleaded guilty to a raft of misconduct charges earlier this year. More than 600,000 people are expected to travel through Denver International Airport over the holiday weekend. That's up 8% from last year's traffic levels at an all-time record for Christmas. This is CPR News.